Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monday Night Football, the Lions and the Packers. A rivalry in the sense that they played each other twice a year back in the 90s. Right, Stoney?
Yes, indeed.
That's about the extent of the rivalry. But
they played some. They had some good games. The playoff games was in the 90s.
They were. But there were a lot of wins for Green Bay. And a guy who was part of a lot of those is a Detroit native. And he joins us now, Mr. Gilbert Brown, here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Gilbert. How are you?
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right.
How are you?
I'm hanging out, waiting on this game to come out.
Are you in Green Bay?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be nowhere else, you know.
So you go up for every home game, basically? It's like almost like your alma mater, huh?
Yeah, something like that. I got a little tailgate party I always throw before the game over at a place called the Stadium View, which is a very nice place. It's in earshot, eyeshot of Lambeau Field.
All right, so you grew up in Detroit. You still live in the Detroit area, so you know what it's like to be a Lions fan, and you obviously are a lifetime.
No.
Let me correct myself.
Correct yourself, homeboy.
All right.
Correct yourself.
You know what it's like for Lions fans.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, sorry about that. And then obviously you played years for the Green Bay Packers and were a Super Bowl champion. What do you make of this game tonight? Are the Lions a better product than we've seen in the past? Are they closing the gap, Gilbert?
No, I think the Lions are a better product. When you look at them, there seems to be a different kind of swagger that they carry with them. You know, over the years, no matter who they have on the field, they play hard, no matter what. And you know, it's just that the attitude of that team right now, I think, is changing. Not saying that the guys before them was not playing and being thinking that they're going to win, but it was just that when you look at this team this year, they got a little chip on their shoulder. They're tired of being the guys at the end of the line. You know, I mean, you always got the Packers before them. You got the Bears before them. You got the Vikings. Back when I played, it was a black and blue division, so you had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in there too. So they trying to say, hey, man, it's our time to shine. So they put their best foot forward this year.
As a defensive lineman, what do you think of Snacks Harrison? He seems to be somebody that you could relate to.
Yeah, I mean, you can relate to him. I mean, I really like Daniels over there when he left from Green Bay. Daniels is to me, is a pretty good defensive lineman. He's stout. He uses his hands well. So they got a pretty good front four, man. But it ain't gonna work tonight. But they got a pretty good front four.
We're talking to Gilbert Brown. And when you guys were, you know, when you were there in the '90s with Favre and Holmgren and Super Bowl teams, what was it like when the Lions came to town? Because the Lions,
what'd you say?
There it is. That's the answer I was looking for. I mean,
I'm going to tell you this. When y'all had Barry Sanders, man, y'all spooked us, you know. To me, he is in the top echelon of one of the best running backs of all time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could have that dude in a box and he's going to find a way out of there. And that gave you guys some kind of, you know, okay, we better watch film. Okay, we better do this. We better do that. I mean, them Lions teams was pretty good back then, but, you know, it was just trying to get over. We had so much firepower on our team that, you know, they just couldn't catch up.
I mean, you didn't fear Scott Mitchell?
Who? What did he play? What did he play, kicker?
Maybe.
Yeah, he was built like a kicker.
You guys are wrong.
Did you ever, I don't remember, do you have any video of a Barry Sanders, Gilbert Brown moment that where Barry made you look bad, or did you try to stay out of those situations?
No. When Barry make you look bad, they put you on that Cadillac commercial. I don't think I was ever on that Cadillac commercial, man. Y'all better look it up.
All right, just making sure.
No. See, I was in that box, so right. If I can keep him in that box between the tackles, I'm good. Now we get him outside. I had no business out there trying to chase him. But if he inside my box, I'm gonna give him all he wants.
So you were going up against Kevin Glover and those boys.
Yeah, Kevin Glover and them. Them guys are. Kevin is a pretty good center, man. You know, I mean, we never could be able to be, because I was never really single blocked. I was always double teamed. But Kevin, I take my hat off to Kevin. He's a pretty good center, man.
We're talking to Gilbert Brown here on 97.1 The Ticket. So we were having this conversation on Friday, and I said, I feel like Gilbert's going to disagree with everything I say. I said that LT is the greatest pass rusher ever, and that the gap between him and everybody else is more significant than any other gap of any other athlete in sports. And people were killing me saying, you have no idea what you're talking about. Reggie White's better than LT was. You played alongside Reggie. Go ahead.
Yeah, they think you crazy. Yeah. Reggie White, to me, is the best defensive lineman that ever put his hand in the dirt, period. I mean, you look at LT, and not taking that away from LT, but LT was a linebacker. He was out in space. Reggie can go up and down the line and still get sacked. You know, so you got to look at the dynamics of the game. So a lot of people just think of, oh, wow, this, that. No, you got to look at the dynamics of the game. You got to look at how they're coming off. And LT was good, man. LT was great. But to me, Reggie White was the best at hunting down quarterbacks, bar none, because of the moves he did. And I've never seen, I'm not saying that Lawrence Taylor never did it, but I've never seen somebody that can change the momentum of the game like Reggie could. And I've never seen a guy get his jersey retired in two different teams. Mm-hmm. You're a bad man if you can do that. Okay, who you are? You're a bad man.
Listen to this. In 1996, Reggie White, Sean Jones, Santana Dotson, and Gilbert Brown started on the defensive line for the Packers. That team allowed 19 touchdowns, Donnie.
Wow.
19 touchdowns in a 16-game season. That's it, man. Yeah.
You know what? We was number one in offense, number one in defense, number one in special teams across the board. And I'm going to tell you this, and which was cool about our team was that every Thursday that year, Mike Holmgren would make us go ones on ones in certain situations. If it's third down, red zone, whatever it is. So you tell me, if I'm going against the number one offense in the league, what makes you think Detroit going to have a chance on Sunday? What makes you think Chicago going to have a chance on Sunday? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way it's got to be, man. You got to make each other better by going against the best or making an effort to be the best, and that's what we did.
As everybody knows, you had a great career at McKenzie High School where Jerome Bettis went to school as well. You got a Super Bowl ring. He's got a Super Bowl ring. I'm still surprised that you did not go to either Michigan or Michigan State and ended up at a football factory known as Kansas. How'd that happen?
you funny, man. Now we're a basketball school over there right now, but you know, man, at the time I was getting in there, everybody looked at me like I was stupid too, because everybody was in the gym. Had Michigan State, all of them in the gym, Kansas. But if you remember that year, Bo Schembechler was leaving, and I think Michigan State had George Perlis and them over there. But the main reason was I had an opportunity to start. I didn't want to go sit on the shelf for about a year, 2 years or something. But I had an opportunity. I would love to have worn that Michigan uniform like all young kids inspired to do, or Michigan State uniform, but I wanted to be different. And I knew my mama was going to be up there every other week, too. So I just said, I'm going to take a chance to go out to Kansas. And it kind of worked out for me. And I am a Kansas Hall of Famer. People don't really know the athletes that came out. Did you know John Riggins came from Kansas?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Did you know Gale Sayers came from Kansas?
The Kansas Comet, and you also played with Dana Stubblefield, right?
Yeah. We was roommates trying to figure out who used to get that last piece of pie in the refrigerator.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine. So, we know you still live here in Michigan. You're in Green Bay tonight. We're talking to Gilbert Brown. Tell us about your foundation, the Gilbert Brown Foundation, and how people might be able to learn more about it.
Well, they can go to my website, GilbertBrownFoundation.org. We do 156 different children's charities. And the good thing about it is, man, is that I pick up the phone and all my guys come running. And it's an opportunity to help the community, but the main thing for us guys is we miss that camaraderie in the locker room, man. And when we get together, man, it's just so much fun that we give a smile to kids, but we also give a smile to ourselves, because playing this game and being able to play for so long and then you got to abruptly stop because of injury or retirement or whatever, man, It's for me, it's very hard. It's very hard because summertime and it's hot outside and the grass is being cut and everything. That your body starts twitching because you think you should be in training camp somewhere doing certain things. So it's very hard to get football out your system when it's already in your DNA. So, you know, we try to find things to do to get back to there. And 60,000 people ain't cheering for me when I take out the garbage on Wednesday. Figure out something to do.
Hey, final thing I want to ask you. I didn't realize this looking through your bio here. You coached a lingerie football league team?
Hey, man, let's go to something else. Let's go to something.
Sounds like a yes to me.
How we go from talking from kids to lingerie football? Come on, man.
Because I'm inappropriate, that's why.
Do you know how long I slept on the couch because of that? Come on, man.
All right. Hey, Gilbert, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game tonight. We won't even ask you for a prediction because I think we understand where that's going.
Oh, absolutely, man. But let me tell you something. Playing against the Detroit Lions, and you wake up Monday morning after that Sunday game, we were always sore because we knew we was in the fight. I never lost to the Lions at home. Never.
Yeah.
Never. We had a long streak. So good luck tonight. Y'all going to need it. Y'all don't roar. Y'all go meow.
All right. Thanks, Gilbert.
Thanks, Gilbert.
There he is.
All right, fellas.
Appreciate the time. Gilbert Brown joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.